WHM monitoring. N0TR M4WHM. How you, Tom?
Well, I'm hot, Bill. I don't know about you. I mean that in a perspiring way.
Lord mercy. You need your job as a stand-up comedian.
I think my wife thinks she married one, didn't you, Mom?
Hey, how y'all doing today, other than hot?
Good. I went out to chickens and got a little overheated out there, especially at them. Wasn't their fault. I had a little problem with the watering system I didn't foresee. And I cleaned that up. And they're digging holes where they're not supposed to. And I had a long talk with them. They said they wouldn't do that no more. But other than that, pretty good, Bill.
Good. Good to hear it. Hopefully it'll continue and the chickens will quit digging, or if not, you'll have to tell them a story about the Baptist preacher that comes over for lunch after a church on Sunday, and, well, we know what they eat, the preachers, that is.
It's not.
Getting eggs from your chickens in this heat?
Yeah, you know those speckled Sussex, we got 7 of them, and we get 7 eggs a day. As a general rule, I don't know if we did, I don't know what I got today. I must have left them in the tin barn. Have to go back out and get them when I get home. But they've been doing real well. The old ones had quit entirely for several months, and then now all at once, they decided to start laying 3 every day or two. And I got a email yesterday from the chicken man, and I had sent a query to him about inquiring about when 8 speckled Sussex would be due. And I hadn't heard nothing from him. All at once, I got an email last night, and he'd already ordered my 8 new hens, which I was going to hold off on it a while, but it don't matter. But, and sent me a bill for $120. And today when I looked at it, it said overdue. Which I'm certain it's not, but I went ahead and paid it anyways. But you can pay with PayPal. So I got 8 new siblings coming as of October 1st.
Gonna have chickens for days, and here soon you'll have over a dozen eggs a day.
You can't mix them. There's two different pens there. I tried that once, and they were of the same breed, and they tried to kill each other. And so I can't really put these little ones in there with those great big old hens. They'll kill them. So, well, you know, it's either rotisserie chicken or Glock.
Oh, man. Well, it could go either way. And I imagine either way it'll work out just fine. Sometimes it's hard to process and eat a chicken you've had for a long time, but then again, they are good.
Well, they're a year or two old, they're tougher in the boot, but I don't know. Bernice, she's the farmer. We'll have to decide down the line. Well, we went down and bought some peaches, and I bought a quart of blackberries, and I was hesitant because they were expensive. Bill, I'm telling you, your thumb wouldn't even come close to being as big as they were. And they just melted in your mouth. And so I had to buy a quart, and I split them with the grandson. I don't know if he'll ever see one, because the way when we took our daughter down some Gatorade we picked up at Costco's yesterday, when I give her that, those blackberries were disappearing so fast. I said, is Isaac going to see any of those? She said, probably not.
I saw a post on Facebook last night selling muscadines for $5 a gallon. And they look to be pretty good-sized muscadines. And I was contemplating on getting some of them. I'd like to have some good old muscadines.
Oh, I'm telling you, here's your tip of the day. Chad's going to have a bunch of them. Don't tell him I told you that, but I'm very certain he'd like to get rid of them because he's going to have more than he wants. And Bernice, she's been canning a lot lately, and she just really, this year, wasn't interested in the muscadines. We did last year. The neighbor has them across the street, or did anyways. I don't know if he still does or not. Yeah, he still does. Philip said he had some. But Chad called me and offered me some the other day. So give him a buzz. And I'm sure maybe you guys could make an exchange there. And there goes a kazoo car with a kazoo muffler. Anyways, and that was nice of him. But, man, I never knew they were that high. Well, these blackberries were $8.50 for a quart of them. And, oh, that just really tightened me up, having to give that much. But I'll tell you what, they were the diamonds of blackberries.
It was probably worth $5 of that $8.50 not to get the chiggers that come with them for picking them.
Well, you got that right. Bernice used to get them a lot up in Kansas.
Yes.
Yeah, I picked them in Kansas too when I was a kid, and those chiggers eat you up there. And I don't know if this is true or not, but that brings to mind a story that I was told, that the reason there isn't any pheasants in eastern Kansas, because we always had to go to western Kansas, is because of the chiggers. Now, you'd have to Google that or something, because I don't know it to be true, but it was told to me in all sincerity. Whoa, this car is going to pull out in front of me here. But we got lots of raspberries this year, and I don't know how many, what, a dozen pints you had, Bernice? Something like that. Probably a dozen pints, and she's been canning pickles and tomatoes and and what else?
Yeah.
But she about set the place on fire the other night trying to dehydrate tomatoes. She forgot that it was on. Some of them were a little black.
Did you ever, did Bernice or you ever look at pickling green tomatoes like I was telling you about?
No, I haven't.
Far good. I hadn't had any in 40 years, but I can taste them right now.
Bernice has a question for you, if you'll accept third-party traffic here. Hang on, Bill. I'm trying not to hit this post here at the Home Depot. They might have to remodel it. Go ahead, Bernice.
Are they sweet?
They are delicious. And very sweet. I couldn't tell you how they're pickled because I was too young to know, but I sure did eat a lot of them. But from what I remember, you pickle them just like you pickle anything else. And, they were good.
Down there at Fisher's Orchard, see, they have everything in the world in a jar down there. It's worth walking to the back there away from the peaches just to see how many things they got for sale that is pickled in that. I mean, every kind of salsa and jelly and stuff in the world. It's where you turn off of Wade Hampton, and it's just up the road a couple of blocks on the right-hand side. And when you come to my place there, Bill, as you went around that curve there, that's the orchard. And all those people are nice, and they got some of the best peaches in the world. They are the best peaches in the world. We just love them. Well, Bill, I have arrived. It's great talking to you. I'm sure Bernice will look that up on the internet. That's her hobby. Every night she's looking at recipes. So we'll check that out. And right now, I'm going in there to look at the various type of thrones they have, being the king of the house, you know.
A pro tip of the day. Get one that's ADA height, and it'll make the move from sitting to standing so much easier. That's the pro tip for today.
Well, I'm in the pro club here, so that ought to fit. And well, that's exactly what I was saying that I wanted to do. I don't like this short one we got, and it's been in there since... Well, I seen the inside of it there on the porcelain. It was made in May of 1985. It's not as old as I am, but it's getting there. And there's nothing wrong with it. I had to change the float valve in it the other day. But, I want one of those taller ones, Bill. And I appreciate that. You make me feel better. There ain't no difference in mounting or anything like that, is there?
No. Everything's identical, except it's just got a little height to it. For somebody like me that's tall, it makes a big difference. And I think it'd be good for anybody of any height.
Sure. Well, thanks, Bill. I got an email today, and they had $100 off on this one, and that makes it about the same price as the ones we was looking at Costco's. So we took some measurements, and we're going to go in there and check it out. I think they were, 16 inches over there, Bernice? And ours is only, 14? Yeah. So I'll check it out, Bill. Good to hear you. Maybe we'll catch you on the way home. I'm sure we won't be very long in here. I got to go to the electrical section, of course. Then I'm heading out. She's getting out on me, so I better go in 4WHM in 0TR. Don't forget to ask Chad about those muscadines. See you later, Bill.
Go catch Bernice before she gets in there and spends all your money. I'm clear.
WHM, this is KO4HX. You still there?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Trying to finish up this last leg of the trip home.
You must have took the long way home. I was talking to you nearly 2 hours ago.
For a few minutes and talked to a friend of mine where I parked my truck. Just hanging out for a little bit before I head on home.
Well, it's always good to have a little fellowship, whether it be on the radio or in person. Does the soul good.
Since I'm an auto repair, and I used to do that too, so he asked me a lot of questions. Just business owners, the shares, the crazy things that can come upon during the day, or whatever.
There. Alrighty, well, my wife's headed in the house, and I'm... need to be behind her. It's time to eat some dinner, so I'll be back on the radio in a little while if you're around, Patrick. Good to talk to you, and have a safe trip home. 73 is my friend.
Bill, I'll keep an ear out for you later. 4HX, and I'll be clear.